just to make the link very clearly, what has just had been said with the question of evaluation and assessment, human rights assessment, I reacted on the word equity and inequality. The story behind that is that in the field of water, what has been developed, because it's done by environmental people, basically, or people working just with water, hydrologists and so on, their main concept is equity. So you should have that means you must be able to have access to the water you would need normally concerning your needs. It doesn't include the issue of equality of rights, which means that you can, within equity, have huge differences, especially between urban and rural areas, within an urban area. That's okay for a lot of the water people, as long as you have some minimums criteria. And yes, for the rest, it's unequal distribution, but that's how life is. Well, that's exactly what we're struggling as human rights. We disagree that you should look at things, well, they are like they are, because that's how it is. You know, well, that's exactly what where we disagree. And what Caterina is doing right now is precisely trying to introduce in this debate, because we know that the issue of water will be one of the issues in the future sustainable development goals, because everybody needs to have sustainable access to water. And the water resources are tending to decrease. The more we pollute the water all around, or the soil that will pollute the water, and we're able to do contamination for several centuries today, we're very good at that, means that future generation will have less and less resource capacities. So that's a real human rights issue as such. So if we want to introduce a correct evaluation, a correct human rights assessment, the fact that you introduce the idea, the concept of equality of rights in these circles and in these type of assessment is a real difference. And I've seen that even within the European framework, because the question of equity is, for example, in the London Protocol. And you see that some specialists do not understand it as equality of rights. Equity is a technical issue. And we say it is not a technical issue. It is a political issue where you decide. And if you don't do it, it means that by not saying it, you're deciding that some people are worth more than others, which is, of course, a fundamental denial of human rights, basically. And if you build the whole policy on that, of course, you'll have bad results in terms of human rights. So the challenge and the documents that has been produced by the Special Rapporteur on access to water, the right to water, is not on equity. Her documents are on equality, written very big. And it's also what is today supported by the High Commissioner. Absolutely. She's very clear on that. So now you have and that's the first time we have such a strong, and I would say global move of the different human rights components, trying to bring this in this new debate. And for us, in terms when we do human rights assessment, it is something which is very crucial and very important, because we're also carrying a message to others who are also approaching water issues or development issues, but from a totally different angle, and keeping the human rights aspect totally outside. So suddenly, the UPR, when you see that other countries are asking you, for example, to have equal rights in water, and you have recommendations around, I never made an evaluation of that, but in the UPR recommendations, you do have recommendations from one state to another saying that you should improve the issue of water or access to water or water for a vulnerable population and so on. This is becoming something very important in the policies that you're trying to develop at home. You can even use it in order to try to change some of the budgetary allocations you can receive from outside donors. So, I mean, again, here the assessment and the way we do it, and for example, by doing it with tools like the ones that have been presented by Jean-Benoît, can be very important. And of course, this will change from one country to another. That's very clear. But water issues in some countries are already today crucial and vital issues. So the fact that introducing this human rights aspect is extremely important, especially when states are precisely trying to treat it as a purely technical issue. It's not. We are making it, as human rights activists, we're making it back what it is, that is a political issue. So I think here there's a very, very important tool, and it's just a minor issue, and it is really very much related to the assessments that we're trying to develop.